This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
Hey, good morning. It's Saturday. You listen to AM 970 The Apple. I'm your host of the show, Chris Plunkett. The show is called Disaster Recovery Hour. If you haven't been following us, what we do on the show is we really report about disasters and emergencies and try to give you the tools and the tips to limit further damage in your life, whether what kind of tragedies or disasters you've experienced. So regarding the tools, I mean, we talk about supplies. We talk about, you know, the family plan or a business plan when a fire or a flood or power outages occur in your neighborhood or entire regions. We like to give out the plan and assist you in the future anxieties that you might have due to these disasters or emergencies. And we've had tons of guests with different disciplines in certain areas of disasters, with power and industrial hygienists, even specialists like piano guys who handle smoke damage contents like that and clothing. And you also have different types of emergency service guys. You know, in this time of in the last couple of years, I think it's about documented now, 5 years, the storms have been more severe, whether they're natural or they're man-made or rolling blackouts, power outages, or terrorist types, for example. You know, everyone really needs to have a plan. You can go to any of your state with your initials of your state, and then it's whatever, say New Jersey or New York, NY or ready.org. You can go onto those websites, and they give you an outline of some of the things you should be prepared for. I'm a big fan of it. I make a living that way. After these situations occur, I come in and I try to steer the people, put their lives back together. It's very gratifying. I enjoy my job. I'm lucky. I found an industry that lends to, I guess, my personality. We also talk about being prepared as in getting a kit. We're going to be rolling out our version of a kit. Some of the things inside that kit that we think are applicable to residentials and businesses. These are all advocated by the states and the federal government, FEMA. FEMA is all about make a plan. You see it on the buses or the subways. You make a plan, get a kit, you know. So we're, you know, here at the Disaster Recovery Hour, we're going to try to steer you in the right direction regarding the kits. We've now gone on the twitter.com DRH Radio, and now since we've got this, the Facebook and the Twitter and things like that, we've had some great conversations with other people in the disaster field, in Canada and south of the border. And what's happened in the last couple of weeks, it started with the Haiti earthquake. Well, obviously it happened in January, but this one of my guests about 2-3 months ago, we had Daniel Andre from the Haitian Civic Organization of Patterson, and we talked about what's happening down in Haiti. So I was familiar with that, but I didn't realize how deep that situation was down there, because it's still in existence. It's still a horrible situation. So what came out of the Twitter was a couple of guys who formed their own organization, MMRC. It's a nonprofit, and these two guys met down in Haiti, Little Paul and Big Paul. Just a quick background on those guys. And they met down there, you know, two different guys, two different parts of the United States they came in, but they had the same overriding humanitarian gene, if you will. And so long story short, they formed this organization. It's a nonprofit, and they just went about helping the Haitian people out. And you can go to their website. It's a link off of ours. You can see their stories. You can see the photographs. Then I got contacted by another person named Tim Falconer. He's from Wave Place Foundation. What he wants to do is he's building the future down in Haiti. And one of the biggest things, the issues they have down in Haiti is the kids weren't going to school. They've always had hurricanes down there. But then you throw in a disaster like an earthquake, you know, the simple things of coordinating and communicating, there's a complete breakdown. They don't have all the right things in place, just that us as Americans, well, that's what we do. We prepare, we plan. That's why we have an OEM, Office of Emergency Management, or FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. You know, I know a lot of people out there, like, we're spending money on Homeland Security. Homeland Security's been around forever. It's just that it's more in the forefront of the news because of 9/11. But the American government's been drilling and training for years on that for when these things do happen. But there also is when these Katrinas of the world happen, and they're so massive that even a good laid plan is hard to execute. And then another leapfrog off of the Wave Place Foundation was Public Television Productions, the documentary filmmakers out of Canada, and they contacted us, and we had them on last week, and we had a boots on the ground guy named Nico Gillette and his producer Kate McKenna. Interesting people, great people. It was a great interview. They have a website. Again, you can go to my website, cppems.com, and my past guests and Little Paul, Big Paul, and Tim Falconer of Wave Place, they all have a link off of that. You can check it. You can check it out. You know, I'm not stumping for donations, but it's just that. And this, the way the world is playing out, is everything is so small. Our neighbors, whether it's 90 miles where Cuba or Haiti was a little further past it, or even with the Pakistani flooding, everything is so close. The communication is so close. And, you know, everybody's in this party together, because if we're not going to help out now, we're going to be paying for it somewhere down the line. So educating the less fortunates of the world is an important factor. That's why I think... on the premise of the format of the program, you know, I'm still, you know, I still had my team of guys, I like to say, my version of This Old House. You know, there's like four or five guys in there, and there's a guy for each individual discipline. You know, I have my Dan O'Brien with the electricity, he's the juice man, and you get Kevin Teeterman with Weird Drying Solutions. You know, he knows the only thing about drying. He's on some large loss councils throughout the country. Then you have specialty guys like Dave Venuhazi and Bruce Wolf, who's an industrial hygienist. And one of the guys I'll be bringing on in the next couple of weeks, who I've worked for and worked with the last 6 years, he and I worked together pretty closely down in Florida when I did the last two hurricanes down there. He's a structural building expert. He's Tim Woods out of Wakely Associates. Like I said, I'll have him in a couple of weeks. We've had some experiences together we want to talk about. And, you know, also then it goes into that kind of a regional, statewide, tri-state, and with my frontline emergency guys, which is Nick Moracy from New Jersey State Police OEM. He's a director of communication down there. There's John Grimendi. He's the ham operator and facilitating information when large-scale disasters happen. And then, you know, then we have the captain, Dan O'Brien, the captain of the fire department, and the chief, Mark Fedorchek. These guys all play a role in my life. I lean on them heavily, which enables me to guide and direct. And we're going to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk to our guest today and to pay a little bills and see you in a few.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. When disaster comes into your life and attacks your property, you need action fast. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration will find the visible and hidden damage caused by a fire or flood. With quick response and correctly applied damage mitigation protocols, CPP can save you valuable time and money and get you back in the game of life. Anytime disaster strikes, quick, focused action is what can save your property. CPP's professional staff is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 201-483-8953. That number again is 201-483-8953. Visit us on the web at www.cppems.com. Write this number down. 201-483-8953. CPP Emergency Services and Restoration, servicing the New York Metro and Tri-State area. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. Commercial breaks, they're always good. They pay the bills around here. This is the Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. My brother does some work for Living Heart Foundation, and today's guest is the founder of that foundation, Dr. Archie Roberts. Thanks for being on the show, Doctor.
Hi. Good to be here.
So Doc, you understand the Disaster Recovery Hour talks about preparedness and plans. And you ever see the New Jersey or New York or Pennsylvania, whichever it says, ready.gov, you know, make a plan, get a kit. And disaster is kind of a big word, because like I said, the way the show has been moving, disaster can encompass a lot of things. And with my brother John bringing this to light for me, really opened my eyes that health in our country is a disaster, and your foundation is trying to address that. Not trying, but is addressing that. Why don't you start out with just give me some history and your mission, and the parameters and some of the topics that that you're addressing.
Sure. Before I get into the meat of the Living Heart Foundation, when you mentioned disaster preparedness, one of our first Living Heart Foundation projects was at Ground Zero Clinic after the World Trade Center catastrophe. Within 3 weeks of time, while smoke was still billowing and fires were still raging at the World Trade Center, we went to the New York Police Academy and set up a clinic that eventually saw nearly 2,000 of the rescue workers at a time in their lives when they were working hard, exposed to all of the fumes in the air from the fires and the burning that was going on. So that was a baptism of fire for the Living Heart Foundation. And from a physician point of view, it was one of the greatest experiences I've had in my life to help serve some of the rescue workers that were defending our country.
Yeah, I don't know if my brother told you, with this line of business that I'm in, that was my baptism by fire. I had actually gotten hired a week prior to that by a very large emergency service business company in New York City, and my first job was, you know, downtown. So you were some of your best experiences. I I'm not a first responder. I'm not even close to being a hero, but I felt some self-worth by being down and helping really my fellow citizen and my fellow American, you know, with obviously I don't need to explain it. Everybody knows. But I didn't mean to cut you off there. But so that's the baptism by fire. That's the beginning of the roots, if you will. And so where is it leading from there?
Since that time, the Living Heart Foundation has, contributed a lot to various segments of society. Initially, we were founded in 2001. The Living Heart Foundation was. It's a New Jersey corporation. It's a 501c3 public charity. And our mission is to educate, test, and bring to the people in need the health services, guidance, and referral mechanisms that they need to live healthy. Initially, shortly after the World Trade Center experience, we did screening programs in high schools and colleges in different parts of the country. And these screening testing were chiefly cardiovascular, but they included things like obesity and diabetes, hypertension, and many of the basic risk factors that people have related to cardiovascular disease. And all of this led us up more recently to working with the NFL retired players and performing the same services for these players. Now, you might wonder, why do NFL players require special forms of observation, testing, and guidance. Well, it happens that even though the players we see on Sundays playing in the prime of their life, terrific athletes battling on the gridiron, their lives after football are like all people in society, and that is that that we all age, and as the years roll by, our health tends to worsen. And with football players, it's well known that musculoskeletal problems, knees, hips, shoulders, necks, are battered and bruised during the playing years. And as time goes on after retirement, they tend to develop osteoarthritis and have a lot of pain and disability related to the musculoskeletal system. More recently, concussion has been a major factor that has been publicized in relation to not only NFL football players and the possibility that dementia occurs in some percentage of these players after they finish playing football, so that it now is a major factor to be considered in NFL football players, but not only that, but for any young people, whether they're male or female, when they engage in sports and activities, whether it's badminton or soccer or field hockey, they're likely to have some head contacts and some injuries. And even though they might appear small in nature, if this is repeated, we as the doctors are suspicious that even unrecognized head injuries that appear to be minor in nature can amount to something if it's repetitive and occurs over a long period of time. So concussion not only is for contact sports, but it's for all of the youth and all of the adults that engage in sports activities.
Yeah, my son starts basketball up again. It's the winter months coming up, and last year I remember it was Sock'em Rock'em Robots when they played basketball, these little 7-year-olds, because they lead with their head. And there was many many ice packs throughout the season last year. You know, I was reading the article in the Times a couple of weeks ago, New York Times, and it was in the sports section, and it was talked about with the heart disease and the NFL players. But you know, when my brother John brought this idea, and you know, he said disaster. You know, there's a correlation here, and it really opened my eyes about. You know, I'm telling people, you know, you need to be prepared. And if you do have a disaster in your life or an emergency, you know, what are the steps you're going to take afterwards? So I see this, you know, this is so relative in grand scope to be aware in the education. Now there's the heart. I mean, and you were actually an NFL player in the 60s for the Browns and the Dolphins. So you know all about head injuries. You know?
Well, that's true. The one point that you made me think about while you were talking is the striking difference between head trauma, concussion, and cardiovascular disease. Let's say as it relates to NFL retired players, or for that matter, it could relate. Similarly to the general public, and that is concussion and head trauma is visible and is easy to recognize, but cardiovascular disease occurs inside the body, is not visible, and is often asymptomatic and latent within the body for as long as 15 to 20 years before problems arise. So cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States. And the fearful thing is that during its development within the body, it's often latent and not suspected. That means that we have to do what you say, which is we have to prepare and we have to educate so that people understand they can be fooled by cardiovascular disease and they need to be proactive. They need to go through some form of routine testing and examinations by their doctors so that they can head off any early cardiovascular disease before it strikes.
We're going to go to a break and come back with Dr. Roberts. Again, I'm going to pay some bills and be right back. Thanks.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back. It's Saturday morning. It's you're listening to the AM 970, The Apple, talking New York. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett, of the Disaster Recovery Hour. And if you heard us before, and if you never have, shame on you. But what we talk about in the show is about being prepared for disasters and emergencies that enter your life. But we're also talking about there's a lot of different types of disasters. And today, my guest is Dr. Archie Roberts. He's the founder of the Living Heart Foundation and an extensive resume, a heart surgeon for 20 years, associate professor at several universities. He got his BA from Columbia and his medical degree from Case Western Reserve Medical School in Cleveland, over 25 publications. And like I said before, he was a quarterback in the NFL. And that doesn't take that takes talent to do all those things in one lifetime. So, Doc, before we went to the break, we were talking about being prepared because you know, and recognizing you said the concussions you can see, it's a tangible thing. But with heart disease or diabetes, it's obviously for layman purposes, it's underneath the skin, and you need to diagnose or you need to go get checked out. So with the Living Heart Foundation, and Project Hope, what are some of the partnerships that you're associated with? And I know there's a big Super Bowl Heroes for Health Hope program. Why don't we talk about that?
Yes, the Living Heart Foundation, which is in New Jersey, and Project Hope, which is located in Northern Virginia, are two hardworking foundations that have done a lot of work over the past years. In Project Hope's case, the head doctor is John Howe, a former cardiologist, and they've been functioning for more than 50 years. So they have a long history, starting with a ship that was a floating clinic that went to countries overseas and went to the ports and served the underserved peoples in many, many countries for all these years, often having volunteer nurses and doctors and other healthcare providers on board the ships, so it became a wonderful program for the underserved overseas and a highlight for the United States to be supportive and part of this process. So they really bring a lot to the program that we have agreed to put together this year at the Super Bowl in Dallas. So the Living Heart Foundation, the group that I described earlier, the foundation that I direct, and Project Hope will partner in what we're calling Heroes for Health Hope Program. And that will be in Dallas and it will have services for the underserved community in Dallas for a 10-day period leading up to the Super Bowl.
So getting people to come to the Hope Mobile, correct?
Yes, there is a wonderful Hope Mobile, which is a mobile health clinic that has educational areas. It has screening areas where people can be tested, and it has screens that will be on the outside of the large vehicle mobile unit, and on these screens will be videos where NFL players, where noted doctors, surgeon generals, politicians, and people interested in health in the community will be talking and motivating the individuals who go through our screening education process. We will identify during that 10-day period several venues or sites where we will go to high schools, colleges, community centers, and various facilities in and around the Dallas community. Wherever there is underserved peoples, we will try to reach out and engage them in this process over the initial period before the Super Bowl. But more importantly, we will be working with the doctors and the community resources in Dallas for a sustained program, which will start shortly after the Super Bowl and continue, hopefully, for a full year, during which time we can work with the community and work in the underserved areas where together with the doctors and the community facilities and workers, we can work with the community to develop the kinds of programs that they best feel they need to promote health and wellness in a sustainable fashion. Part of our mission while we do this will be to follow protocols, including the history and the testing results, and intervene with diet and exercise and other methods to motivate and sustain healthy lifestyles. But at the end of the day, measure the effectiveness of the programs that we put together in this shared process, so that we can show the effectiveness of this venture.
And if you just joined us, this is Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. My guest today is Dr. Archie Roberts, who is the founder of Living Heart Foundation. So the underserved communities is very prevalent here. Is that correct?
Yes. It's all over the country. There are millions of Americans that are underserved when it comes to receiving the health care that they need to live in a healthy lifestyle mode. Some of this is due to a lack of access, a lack of knowing where to go to receive health care. And part of it is that in our population, with the new changes in healthcare that we can anticipate moving forward, we need to permit the underserved communities to receive the attention and the effective partnership with doctors and hospitals and community caregivers in a way that is effective for the people living in these communities. They need to participate and to be involved in what is brought their way, and they need to decide the most effective ways that they can work within their means to live healthier. So we see Living Heart Foundation and Project Hope's mission is to engage the community and corporate America. We need funding to make this all happen, and there are very generous people and companies out there that can help us to achieve our goals, which is to sustain and prove that we can provide an effective pathway for living healthy for the underserved.
And I can only assume, if not know, that the traction you're getting with the insurance companies, the health insurance companies, and the pharmaceutical companies, there must be a good reception there.
I think there is tremendous support, and as we develop our program, starting just before the Super Bowl, we think we'll have continued increased support for the program. And at this point in time, we have many of the great insurers and companies from around the United States and even further that will be supportive. Project Hope has started their Hope Mobile program in New Mexico, and United Healthcare and Cisco Corporation have been supportive in funding and technology, and will continue to be so as we move to the next step, which will be the Super Bowl program. And we're fortunate in working with the NFL and the NFL Players Association for many years now that we have a great relationship with them, and they will help us in delivering the message and helping with resources that support our efforts. We're working with the Super Bowl committee and some of the local Dallas, Texas leaders.
Roger Staubach, right?
Excuse me?
With Roger Staubach was
yes,
is on the team?
Roger Staubach is the chairman of the Super Bowl committee. He and I played baseball against one another in college and played football and all-star games, and while I was going to medical school and playing with the Cleveland Browns and then the Miami Dolphins, he, after graduating from Navy, went into the service and did his service
tour,
time, which was 4 years. But here we come back to a common path, which is to work again in Dallas, where he has lived and worked for years.
Doc, we're going to
share the common goal of helping the underserved live healthier.
Right. We're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, we'll pick up after that. And Disaster Recovery Hour, this is Chris Plunkett. Be right back.
You're listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, on AM 970, The Apple. And now back to the Disaster Recovery Hour on AM 970, The Apple. Here's your host, Chris Plunkett.
And we're back, Disaster Recovery Hour. I'm your host, Chris Plunkett. Every Saturday morning, it seems like it's every day now. The shows have been dynamite. Each week gets better. Today we're talking about a health disaster, not a property disaster, but one and the same. It's affecting our country on a large scale. It's been very prevalent in the news lately about diabetes and obesity. My guest today is Dr. Archie Roberts, who's the founder of the Living Heart Foundation, along teaming up with Hope Project and the Super Bowl. Doc, we need to talk about this diabetes and obesity because I have little kids and my wife's a school teacher and they're the ones that we need to educate and keep on the right track.
Yes, there's no question that diabetes, obesity are our mainstream issues that are really crippling our youth and affecting the general health of our population. How does all of that tie in? Well, as we, as a nation, have become more obese over the past 30 or 40 years, and some estimates have said the obesity level approaches a third of the United States citizens, and couple that with diabetes, and that is another 8 to 10% of the population. You can see that these are statistically really critical disorders that, if not addressed, are going to not only hurt our youth and our adults, but cripple our economy because the cost associated with treatments and emergency room visits and doctors' appointments and surgeries and all of these things in aggregate, the cost is so large that we won't be able to afford it unless we change our lifestyle behaviors and prevent these things, these health conditions from occurring. For example, in the United States, diabetes is costing some estimated $174 billion.
Billion dollars
to treat, which is a high number. And from a patient point of view, it's more than adding together patients with AIDS and all of the cancers combined.
Well,
and another estimate states that about 100 Americans die daily from diabetes. For those of your listeners, diabetes is a metabolic abnormality associated with an elevated blood sugar, and this condition often goes in stages. Some people can develop this abnormality of related to blood sugar as young children. Others do not show the signs of this condition until they're adults. But in total, it's a tremendous problem that has to be addressed. And there are ways by adjusting lifestyle in terms of exercise and nutrition, and when it comes to diabetes, watching in particular the carbohydrate intake, the sugar intake in the diet, by adjusting these habits, one can reduce the number of diabetics and certainly control the diabetic condition so that the complications of diabetes, complications that affect the kidneys and the eyes and the blood pressure and the heart disease can be reduced. Man. Diabetes is closely linked to cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
And obesity, or a severe state of being overweight, is part of this terrible triad. And they all play on one another. And the best approach is by lifestyle changes that can prevent these conditions from gaining hold on our people.
What my take is, it's the inside of our country that's collapsing on it, basically. We need to, really, it's our American citizens or even people outside that have become American citizens. Pay me now, pay me later. And
yeah.
Pay me later is not going to float, and it will be like a property disaster, like in Katrina. You know, they didn't have the right tools in place and plans, and people didn't execute them, and you had a breakdown of social services. So
and these conditions, I might add, the diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, they're not just they affect all peoples. Whether they're Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, they may have some differences between these peoples in the prevalence of the disorders. But make no mistake, it affects all of the people, and it affects elite athletes like NFL football players. It affects the police and the fire department people that protect our country. We all are currently at risk for these disorders, and all of us can do a lot better to live healthier, reduce the sequelae and complications of these diseases, and reduce the healthcare costs that are overwhelming the country.
Doc, I mean, you had mentioned some large supporters of the foundations. The websites. How can people? You know what? People aren't looking at hundreds of thousands. You know, the regular average American can donate. What are the websites they can get a hold of you?
Well, the Living Heart Foundation website is Living Heart Foundation, all small letters together, .org. And on the front page, homepage of that website, is a column where one can click on Donate to LHF and make a donation.
Mm-hmm. And these donations
are used by LHF to fulfill the programs that we've described to help the underserved achieve a healthier lifestyle. And currently we're on a campaign to develop this Super Bowl program in Dallas. So if anyone has the urge or the desire to help us take this case to the community in Dallas, please feel free to help.
Right, good. That's the Heroes for Health Hope program. Doc, it's a pleasure, and I think we should do that follow-up per a very close friend of mine, John Plunkett. I think you know him.
Yes.
The follow-up after the game. We can expand that, because you know what? It's almost like saving for a rainy day. These are the people who go to factories, or the people who cut your grass, or people who make your coffee and your sandwiches. These are everyday Americans, and we're moving in the wrong direction, and it's a disaster. It's just a downright disaster. Doc, hopefully I can short that off. It's Dr. Archie Roberts, who's the founder of Living Heart Foundation. I'm glad my brother opened my eyes to you and to the foundation. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I had a lot of fun, and you're doing a great job with your show.
Thanks, Doc. Take care. Bye-bye. I want to thank Dr. Archie Roberts for coming on. That was, like I said, very eye-opening. And, you know, it comes on the heels of the guys at the Haiti. And, you know, I'm a very lucky guy. I started doing the show to do preparedness, and it's almost like kind of like a public service thing because I enjoy doing my job. I enjoy helping people out. This past Thursday was Veterans Day. Hopefully somebody thanked a vet. I know I did several times. And in fact, the kid who bought my old house just returned from his second tour overseas. He's a good guy. His name's Colin Ford. Sort of throw his name out there. You've been listening to Disaster Recovery Hour. Remember, disasters come in a lot of forms, as I'm realizing, whether it's physical or an intangible property. Like I said, enjoy the rest of the weekend. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Disaster Recovery Hour with your host, Chris Plunkett, from CPP Emergency Services and Restoration. You can reach Chris by calling 201-483-8953. And don't forget to tune in every Saturday morning at 7 for the Disaster Recovery Hour, right here on AM 970, The Apple.